A campaign is underway to let children over the age of 12 ride their bike on the footpath. Current laws in New South Wales say that anyone over the age of 12 must ride on the road. The Bicycle Network says this needs to change so young people can ride on the footpath with cars and traffic. And this coincides with a petition started by one Sydney dad who's calling for these same laws to be changed so his 12-year-old daughter can ride safely to school. Craig Richards is the CEO of the Bicycle Network. He joins me on the line. Craig, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ben. Good afternoon, everyone.
Thank you for taking the time to talk to us. There must be a bit of support out there for the position taken by this Sydney dad. He wouldn't be alone.
Look, it's certainly growing, and we've seen this with young people. 12, there's no real reason why at that age we're putting them on the road. Certainly we know, the evidence is pretty clear, that people of that age, they don't yet have fully developed depth perception, and they also haven't fully developed their risk-taking behaviour. So sending them on the road at 12, it's just way too young.
We've never seen so many cars on the roads, and that makes it even more complicated for young riders on the roads.
It certainly does. And the other thing we see age, and that's in New South Wales and Victoria. The rest of Australia, some of those states have had it for a long time. South Australia and Western Australia changed their laws a couple of years ago where they brought in that you can ride on the footpath at any age. And it's really time that New South Wales and Victoria followed suit.
So if you're not allowed to drive on the footpath over the age of 12, are you telling me all of those couriers buzzing around the city in Sydney, they're 11 or 10, are they?
I'm not sure of their age. Obviously, there's times, though, and we do see plenty of bike riders who do go on the footpath at various times. And that's when they've taken a decision where they've said the risk on the road at that moment is too great. And when the infrastructure isn't there at this time, we really need to say, why are bike riders doing this? And at that time, if we let them on the footpath, it would be much better for the bike riders and also for everyone concerned.
You mentioned that New South Wales and Victoria are the only two states to have these laws where if you're over... the research, any other studies behind this position to say whether or not what we're doing in New South Wales actually works?
No, there isn't. And it seems such a random age. And it's such a crucial age too. Because as we've seen with this young person, a lot of young people at that time, they're going to high school. Unfortunately, they've ridden their bike to primary school. When it comes to high school, they need their bike even more because they generally have to go further to get to high school. Mm. And at that stage, they then change their behaviour. They then become someone who's getting transported in a sedentary manner, such as a car, and they never go back. And what a terrible time for that to happen.
All right, well, that petition has already gathered about 9,000 signatures. Thanks for your time, Craig.
Fantastic. Thanks, Ben. Thanks,
Craig
everyone.
Richards, the CEO of the Bicycle Network, and a confession, I'm 40 and still occasionally ride my bike on the footpath. It's safer. And when there are pedestrians there, then I get off the footpath and I ride on the road. But I just feel a lot safer when I'm on the footpath. I've got my 2 years when I'm riding on the footpath than when I'm on the road.